Hi, this is Bob, and today I have an interview with Shallow Waters. Shallow Waters has released All Colors Blur to One, an album you'll go to again and again. And here is my interview with Shallow Waters. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Robert.
I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you too for thinking on us and reaching out to us to provide us the chance to speak to you.
I wanted to ask you about the creative process for All Colors Blur to One. How long did it take to put the material together?
Well, it has been a creative process that I don't know how to explain. It's I think it's as for all the different bands, a process, an iterative process where we have been working on the different aspects of the music that we are intending to create. At the end, we are focused on this post black metal music, but with kind of influences of doom, death metal, melodic death metal also, trying to get as melodic and sentimental as possible. And this take times, the creative process for doing this take time, and also sometimes it's it pop ups, right? We have had some checks or songs, for example, the last one in our last album that was intended to be just a musical song without voices or lyrics or chants, and after the recording of the guitars, we thought, okay, and what if we add drums, for example? We added drums, and later on, what if we add some voices? And we thought on Tristan's, our guitar players and leaders, bandmate in Evadne, which is another doom metal band. We thought on the drummer and of Evadne, who also sings, and he added the lyrics. He created the lyrics and also sang the song. So together with Beatrice, which is the partner of Robert, our drummer. So it was kind of improvisation also sometimes. It has taken time, and sometimes also it has pop-ups, the new ideas and.
I think it definitely shows the building process in the album, and it's at moments it sounds progressive in nature as well.
What do you mean? Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, I was just saying that some of the album sounds progressive as well.
You mean some songs of the album?
Yes.
Yeah, could be, yes. Compared to our first album, Bed of Snakes, I think this album sounds more, as you have said, maybe progressive or melodic. We have, I think it's because maybe it's more elaborated, right? The Bed of Snake album, it was maybe its sound was more raw, And this sounds more melodic, and maybe that's why, of course, we have added more influences. So, and we have opened our minds in order to don't get stuck in some
Some box.
tendencies, yes, or paths, yes. So maybe that's why maybe some songs have this kind of progressive sense or feeling.
And one of my favorite tracks on the album is Bearer of Bitter Sorrow. I wanted to ask if you could speak on that track.
Sorry?
One of my favorite songs on the album is Bearer of Bitter Sorrow. I wanted to ask if you could speak on that track.
Oh, well, if I'm not wrong, it's the one that opens the album,
Yes.
and I think it's we have chosen properly the starting of the album with that song because it's in my opinion it's a very catchy song.
Yes.
The tunes are so there are not too many changes in the rhythms. So there are other songs that have more riffs inside the song itself. There are more changes and tempo changes and so on. And this one sounds very catchy, and also to me, I love this song because of that, because it's kind of simple, but it transfers or transmits a lot of feelings, force, and emotions.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think it really sets the tone for the rest of the album.
We have had the feedback that Adebis Walk and Cyclops are also some songs that people loves. Yeah. So I think as you have said, we have somehow found the proper structure of the album by putting these songs at the beginning of it.
And I wanted to ask about the video for the title track. How did the video production go for you?
It was it was a really really nice experience because we recorded it close to our rehearsal room, although we are from mainly for Mondragon, which is a small town in here in Basque Country, north of Spain. We have the rehearsal room in the nearby town, and we started asking for theaters where to record this video because we had this idea of recording a live act of the song, but in a dark atmosphere, and try to mix up that with the cover album and the concept of the track and the lyrics of all colors blurred to one, that at the end are summarizing the concept, no? It's that when you are feeling okay, you are feeling happy, and every aspects of your life are going wonderful. You observe that like a colorful story and a shiny and a brilliant, moment of time. And
Sure.
suddenly, if something or more than one thing ends up being going wrong, all those colors can blur to the one, to the main color, no? That it's the black, the pitch black. And that's why we also selected the cover album with that art of a girl ending up rotten and so on, that this beauty can end up being something dark. So in the video clip, we wanted to show that not only with the main actress, which is Beatrice, who also, as I have said before, sang the song, the last song. So she's showing the evolution of that people, of that person mainly, that ends up in the cover art together with the lyrics and the drawing. So we recorded that in a theater, all in its entire, the video clip in one day. We started in the morning and we finished in the afternoon. We recorded it with a friend of us, which is David, to whom we are very grateful, because he directly offered us, "You wanna record a video clip? Okay, I'll do that. He took care of taking all the lights, video equipment, and so on. And yeah, it was straightforward, smoothly done, and we enjoyed a lot. So, and at the end, I think the result is very good also. So we are yes, very, very happy with that, with the work we have done and David has done.
And another track I'd like to talk about is Whisper of a Dying Soul. I wanted to ask you if you could elaborate on the story behind that song.
To be honest, the lyric part was part of Tristan, and I'm not that into the lyric concept here in the Whisper of a Dying Soul, because I once we start rehearsing and we finish the song, we add the lyrics. I started feeling the music, and this is my personal feeling of this song, because I really, really love this song. How the tunes are, how the music is, and this song brings me to my mind one of my favorite bands, which is Dissection.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I really love it, because in my opinion, there are multiple parts of this song where you can recall this band. And that's what I could tell you, that that it's one of the favorite checks of the album from my side.
And I also wanted to ask you, what can fans look for next? What is the next step for the band?
Well, of course, our main objective now is to play live, because the band was founded back in 2018. By Tristan, Andres Pestana, and Pablo, the singer. And at that time, it was kind of a side project or just a music project to spend time and nothing more. They recorded the first album, and later on, Tristan started trying to get the members necessary to enter the band in a new dimension where we could play live also. And after we have recorded this second album and we have a complete new formation where well, back in Robert, the drummer, he entered the band, if I'm not wrong, in 2020, in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. And that's when we released the Bed of Snakes album, the first album. So it was kind of difficult to move that album in the middle of that pandemic.
Sure.
So now our main objective after our incorporation of me, myself, and Andoni in the guitars, I play the bass. We want to play live. So we now have a live date in May in France. We play in a festival. And later on, we are looking for dates also to play live here in Basque Country, Spain, Europe, if possible. Of course, we would like to reach the States, but it's more difficult to us to cross the Atlantic. But so our main objective right now is to look for places and dates to play live, because we are pretty sure that although we think that the album has reached a lot of places that we even didn't think on it at the very beginning. And that's, for example, your example, Robert, that we wouldn't even think that colleagues from the States could ask us for an interview, because we couldn't think that after the release of the album that quickly this could reach to metalheads in the States. So yeah, we want to start playing live, but right now it's quite difficult here, because I don't know which one is the situation in the States, but here at least all the how do you say this in English, all the places where you play the gigs, I'm missing the word right now, are fully booked. All the bands want to play live right now, and it's quite difficult to find a gap for a small band like us. So we are looking for the dates of September, October, November to start moving some 5 to 10 dates all around Spain and Europe. So that's our objective right now.
I wanted to ask you as well if you could speak on your musical development. At what age did you begin?
I don't know when Tristan and all my bandmates started, but I knew them when I was, although we are from the same town, they are older than me, and I knew them when I was in my 20s, I guess, 20s or 80s. 80s, 18, when I was 18, not 18. And I started playing the bass when I was 16. And later on, I joined a band called Denial, where I met the very first time to Robert, the drummer of Shallow Waters, and I played with him up to 2010, and then we stopped playing with Denial. The band was dismembered, let's say like that. And after that, he called me to start in another band called Hex, which is a death doom metal band where we also play both together with other members. And a little bit later, he asked me also to if I was interested on playing in Shallow Waters. So that's when I started. But he already knew Tristan, who is the guitar player from, also, I don't know, I can tell you from the early 2000, more or less, because he was playing, he was playing in Darkness by Oath. And the Rialza room of Denial and Darkness by Oath were close each other. So he knew each other from that time. And regarding, Andoni also was in that time, rehearsal close to Darkness by Oath, Denial, and so on, with his band called Lynette, which is another thrash metal band. And regarding Pablo, who is the singer, I know his whole life is metal. So he started, he was part of a lot of bands. The Holium, it was one in the past, but he's from Valencia, which is 8 hours, more or less 6 to 8 hours drive from our headquarters, let's say like that. So Tristan knew Pablo from Andres, who was the former guitar player of Shallow Waters also. And Tristan knew Andres. This is a kind of a maze, you know? That Tristan was, he has family members in close to Valencia, in Murcia. And he knew Andres because of that. And when they started doing the very initial steps of Shallow Waters, Andres told Cristán, we can ask Pablo, who is a very, very talented singer, and he will do the role in perfection, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how Tristan met Pablo. Yeah. So, I mean, we all have been involved in music for, let's say, more than 20 years. And since the town is small, in the core of the band, you know, Pablo is from Valencia, but the rest of us are living here in Mondragon and Arrasate and Aretxabaleta. And we are talking about towns of 20,000 to 10,000 people. So quite small towns. So the metalheads, more or less, we knew each other.
And I wanted to ask you as well, what's the best way to get a physical copy of the album and any merchandise that you have?
The best way it's to reach out to us from our Big Cartel webpage. I can show you. It's shallowwatersofficial.bigcartel.com. So, we are pretty surprised and amazed and happy to say that most of our orders are coming from European and USA countries. In fact, up to now, USA is the country that has most listenings of our album. So yeah, it's something that, as said at the beginning, if you asked to me when the album was released, would you think that the States would be the region where you would have most of your listeners? And I wouldn't say no. In my opinion, it could be maybe Spain or Germany in terms of metalheads and so on. But yeah, it's pretty amazing how the new internet era can open your art to places that you couldn't think of. So answering your question, yes, Big Cartel is the, of course you can write us from Facebook or even Instagram, from where we will answer you and we will direct you how to do the order, because I mean we are not a multinational, so you can reach out to us easily from, if you don't know how to do it from Big Cartel or whatever, just type us some message from Facebook or Instagram and we will make it. It will be easy.
I also wanted to ask you, when you're not working on music, do you have any hobbies that you enjoy?
In my case, the hobbies, I like a lot of going to the mountain, high walking, and enjoying the nature. It's kind of release, right? We are all, and when I say all, I'm not relating to the bandmates. I think this is typical from industrialized countries, that we are all pressed, squeezed to produce, make money, and going out and just high walking, observing nature, and finding that that quietness and relaxing feeling. It's what it's the best we can do right now. Apart from listening, yeah, music, doing art, and which are all the parts that other paths that we can use to release our feelings that are, you know, stressing us.
Sure.
Yeah.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you if you could give a message to your fans. What would that message be?
Sorry, what do you mean? If
I wanted to ask you if you had a message for your followers that you'd like to give.
Yeah, I mean, our message is just basically to keep supporting the bands as you are doing, the emerging bands, the bands that are doing their best to create art, create music, in order to, as said before, have new paths and chances to release our stresses, feelings, sadness, darknesses. Keep supporting this kind of bands and keep supporting us, that because That's the way we all should do. And
sure.
That's the way we can get these bands to our nearby bars or places to show, to play gigs, in order to see them. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for purchasing the material, which is the way we can fund us and make possible to play abroad. So keep doing it like that, and that's it. And enjoy music, enjoy the art, and that's
it. I think we are very fortunate to be a part of the metal community, because the metal community is so loyal and so strong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think I completely agree with you. Metal community, it's different. We have our distinguishable feature or characteristic, that we are strong and supportive.
Well, I wanted to take a moment to thank you, my friend, for one, taking time to speak with me, and two, creating an album that I enjoyed from top to bottom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Robert, to you. Thank you for your words, and thank you for offering us again this opportunity to have a relaxed chat, describing what we have done, and that's it. And also, I would like to thank you for the I cannot find the word right now, for how easy it has been to make this interview, although you are 5 hours, we have this 5 hour difference.
Yes.
So thank you for being so flexible, Robert, for doing the interview. Thank you from my bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you, my friend. And you have a great rest of your afternoon, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the day, Robert. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Cheers. Keep safe.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor a podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.